Septuagint, Deuteronomy. Septuagint, Volume 5. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 through 2025. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2025. Forward. In the mid-3rd century BCE, King Ptolemy II Philadelphus of Egypt ordered a translation of the ancient Hebrew scriptures for the Library of Alexandria, which resulted in the creation of the Septuagint. The original version, published circa 250 BCE, only included the Torah, or in Greek terms the Pentateuch. The Torah is the five books traditionally credited to Moses, circa 1500 BCE, Cosmic Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The English name Deuteronomy is a corruption of the Greek Deuteronomion, which means secondary law. This suggests it was originally in circulation as a series of amendments to the Torah. However, it covers the same ground as Leviticus and Numbers, indicating it was used by a different priesthood from the Yahwists of Libna, likely a priesthood that only acknowledged the laws in names, the Hebrew version of Exodus. The Hebrew version of Deuteronomy is known as Debarim, which translates as words. The oldest surviving complete copy of words is found in the Leningrad Codex, which dates to 1008 or 1009 CE. Chapters 32 through 34 of the Aleppo Codex's names also survive, which date to circa 920 CE. Fragments of names have been found among the Dead Sea Scrolls, which date to between 165 BCE and 400 CE. The majority of these fragments were written in Hebrew, however, a couple of the fragments were in older Phoenician script. The earliest complete copies of the Septuagint's Deuteronomy date to the 4th and 5th centuries CE, and are found in the Vaticanus, Colberto Saravianus, Alexandrinus, and Ambrosiano A147 codices. Fragmentary older copies of Deuteronomy exist, including the three fragments of the papyrus Fuad 266, which date to the late 2nd or early 1st century BCE. Additionally, copies of Deuteronomy survive among the Peshitta, Vetus Latina, Vulgate, and Coptic manuscripts dating to earlier than the Aleppo Codex. Several Aramaic Targums also originated around the time of the Septuagint, however. The oldest surviving manuscripts date to after the Aleppo Codex. It is generally accepted that there were several versions written in Aramaic and Canaanite dialects before the translation of the Septuagint. Fragments of the Torah have been found in four languages among the Dead Sea Scrolls, generally dated to between 200 BCE and 600 CE. During this time, the land of Judea passed from the rule of the Ptolemies in Egypt to the rule of the Seleucids in Syria around 200 BCE. The Seleucids attempted to Hellenize the Judeans, erecting a statue of Zeus in the Second Temple in Jerusalem, and effectively banning traditional Judaism. This Hellenizing activity was partially successful, creating the Sadducee faction of Judaism, however also led to the Maccabean Revolt in 165 BCE, which itself created the independent Hasmonean Kingdom of Judea. This kingdom was violently xenophobic and led by a priestly monarchy that combined both the powers of the state and the church. The Hasmonean dynasty attempted to conquer all of the territory that had previously been part of the Persian province of Judea, and either evicted or exterminated the people that were living there, depending on their ethnicity.